What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Jose here at the First Round by Podcast, accompanied by my boy, Mr. Sauce.
What is going on, one and all? Welcome to the very, 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 very first installment of Ripperooskies.
Ripperooskies indeed.
That's right. On this episode, we will be taking your comments from social media and letting you know what we think about them. Simple as that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, first on the old agenda.
Wait. I feel like that was kind of like a hard intro. Let's give a little bit more explanation onto what's going on here. Just so they're aware of what's going on. So,
all right.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So this is obviously still First Round by a Podcast, but we're kind of just doing like a little spinoff, I guess, if you will. We're going to be calling it, Ripperooskies, if you can't tell already. We're
going
to be keeping it a little bit shorter of episodes. We're probably keeping it in between 5 to 10 minutes. And then we're in process of getting, hopefully, I don't want to get my fingers too crossed, but hopefully we're getting another room decorated and we'll be moving into the other room for the Ripperooski segments and kind of have like a little bit more relaxed environment and kind of just keep it, do a little something different, but something similar at the same time.
Absolutely.
Hence why we're holding the microphones this episode, if you're watching on video.
That's right.
But, I feel like that's a quick little intro.
It definitely makes sense. Everybody knows that social media is a big, big, big thing these days. So a lot of times people like to look but not say anything for the fear of being judged by their peers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're going to go on there and actually put this up on the internet. Might as well, right? All right. So the first thing on the old agenda. So, Jose, did you see that recently the NFL page actually posted about a comparison of Mr. Caleb Williams and Patrick Mahomes? No.
Ripperooskies. Ripperooskies. Already off to a rough start with this one.
That's right. So I actually have a comment here, all right? We're gonna go over it real quick. I'm not going to name any names, but if you look on the social media site, I'm sure you can figure it out. All right, so a user has said, "Dude is going to be good," talking about Caleb Williams. "Fits perfect in today's game. The scrambling and 80-yard throws on the run on a rope, going into an offense set up for success. He's going to be great from the jump. The hate he is getting already is weird AF. Looking forward to seeing him ball out and possibly winning the weak NFC North."
Before we proceed, I feel like most of the hate that Caleb Williams is currently getting is not necessarily about his play. I feel like it's more so about his character and his persona.
Absolutely.
And I'm not dissing. All right, I know I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna diss the way he dresses or anything like that. Like, you dress and do whatever the hell you want. That's not. I'm not here to judge you or whatever.
Right.
But people on the interwebs are talking shit because I guess he painted his fingernails. I think he went to like a basketball game like within the past week, and he had like a pink or purple phone, and like
it was a pink phone,
like
and pink
nails.
Keys. Yep.
And then a bunch of people were saying he had like lip gloss on, and everybody was kind of just roasting him in the comment section. And like I said, I don't think a lot of, like, most people know that he can play ball, right?
Right.
But they're mostly roasting the fact, like, his persona.
Absolutely.
Right? But as a football player, I mean, you know, we've seen what he can do, right?
Yeah. There's plenty of tape out there on him. My biggest takeaway, my biggest issue with this currently is comparing him to Patrick Mahomes. We got a three-time NFL Super Bowl winning quarterback, right? He's got all these accolades. He's already great. He's already a future Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh.
And everything. And so you're sitting here comparing this rookie that's literally never taken a snap in the NFL. And I don't necessarily believe that. Now, going back to that dude's comment, man, I guess my biggest issue with it is I could see the Bears loading up. Quote unquote loading up, in case you're not watching this. But at the end of the day, man, it's just that's a hard pass for me. That's a hard pass. I already am not the biggest fan of Caleb Williams, and it's just because of his on field play. I also don't know that he necessarily has the I say this as a fan who doesn't have to go through the rigors of the NFL. But it does, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like he has the mental makeup.
Ripperuskies
indeed.
No, but I mean, the thing about that too, that comment in particular, is you can't really, I'm not going to say you can't really compare the college football to NFL. You can, but you can't, man. Like,
right.
The talent always doesn't transition. Very rarely do you see a great or good offense in college football. There might be, right, like, you know, Georgia and, like, obviously, like, Alabama, those top tier five-star programs that might, you know, bring in five-star recruits year after year after year. Like, right, yeah, those teams will have, you know, potent good defenses or whatever. But for the most part, like, your average college team, they're going to give up freaking 30, 40-plus points a game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 200 yards rushing, 400 yards passing. Like, college football, it's all about the offense.
It is.
It's who can score the most points. Well, obviously, right? But I don't know, like, the stuff that he was able to do in the college level, he's going to definitely and obviously have a harder time doing in the pros.
So do you think that that's a fair comparison?
Hell no.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously, it's too damn early to even predict anything.
Way too early.
You can obviously give your input, your 2 cents, your opinion, obviously. But I don't know, man. That's kind of, I don't know.
I personally think that's a hot take.
Yeah.
And that's just based off of the play on the field. Like you said, I couldn't give two shits what he does outside of it, as long as it's not hurting anybody else, you know?
Yeah.
And he's literally not hurting anybody else except for maybe their feelings.
Who else?
Because they disagree.
What's another take you got on there from another social media account?
All right. Just off of that one or a different one?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You got.
All right. the other one that I got is good old the Jets signing Mike Williams.
Okay, what we got?
All right. So I'm sure that everybody, if you check social media, you're gonna be able to see this almost instantaneously. But a user commented and said, "Whoa, it's gonna be so weird seeing him on another team's injury report."
Uh huh.
Man, oh man, man, oh man. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I always like to see. I'm one of those. I don't know if I would say it's weird. You can comment if you think it's weird as well. I actually like seeing whenever big time players or even not big time players, whenever they change teams. You know, the difference, like seeing them in a different jersey, in a different helmet, in a different stadium, all that good stuff. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I get excitement from seeing that.
You know, I feel the same way. And it's kind of weird because whenever Russell Wilson went to the Broncos, like, I got this weird excitement. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why. Like,
it's like, it doesn't matter how he does. It's just weird. Wow. It's changed.
Yeah,
it's different. It's very strange.
Right,
but,
right.
And the biggest thing for me is mostly whenever they go from one team color to a different team color. Like, mm-hmm. if somebody goes from, like, say, the Patriots to the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
whenever it goes from blue to green, it's just like, man, it's just so weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, and obviously this comment is basically just talking about his injury status. So, but didn't you have another comment that you saw that was talking about his his pairing with Garrett Wilson?
Oh man, hold on, keep him busy for a second.
All right,
I gotta go look for that comment.
So I'll give you a little bit more on my take on that.
Wait, I remember the comment.
Just kidding.
It was something like Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams. It's pretty much indicating that they're like the nastiest duo in the AFC East.
That's right.
And I was like, what the heck? Like, dude, like, even Stephon Diggs by himself. Actually, Stephon Diggs with even Kincaid or freaking Dawson Knox, I would take over that duo. I would take freaking Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill over that duo. I would take KJ Osborne and Kendrick Bourne over that duo. You hear me?
Wait, I don't know about that one.
I'm just playing.
I don't know about that one. That one's kind of a hot take.
That one was a ripperuski. No, but yeah, seriously. I saw that comment. I was like, dude, what are you talking about, yo? Like,
that's just ridiculous. That absolutely ridiculous. Especially if you're I bet that person didn't even look to see what the other depth chart looked like.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Well, with all due respect, too, like, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, yo, like, he's coming off an ACL tear, like, at like, the age of 39, 38, whatever it is. Like, dude's not going to be the same. Prove me wrong. You don't prove me wrong, but.
You know, it's going to look awful good having Aaron Rodgers and Mike Williams on the injury report.
Oof. I mean, as a Pats fan, yes. But as a human being, that's rough.
That is rough. So, do you have any more?
That's it, man. We'll keep it short and sweet. We'll have more takes like this moving forward. But yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for watching or listening. And with that being said, we'll catch you guys in the next one.
Thanks.